Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Nun Ches. Begin on the bottom of Nun Zayin Beis, 8 lines off of the bottom of the Yamed. But the Gemara continues in the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had it introduced because we were discussing the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem Aponim. So we introduced a Braisa that related back to the Halacha that is a following prohibition. The Torah says in the Pasuk, which the literal, simple translation of the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Beis Pasuk Yedaf, that says, Kala mincha asher tekrivu l'Hashem, any flour offering that you're going to bring to Hashem, la'isasa chametz, don't make it leaven, ki chulser v'chul devash le'isaktir b'menu ish l'Hashem, because anything that has leaven or honey is not allowed to be sacrificed on the altar to Hashem. Now, so the Pasuk seemingly is saying that what's a prohibition is only regarding leaven or honey. However, the Braisa expounds the Pasuk to say, where the words are, mimenu ish l'Hashem, anything that had from it that was put on to the fires of Hashem, which is like the emurim of a carbon or the kaimitz of a mincha, and now you have that leftovers, it's telling you lo yisaktiru, those things that already had mimenu ish l'Hashem, those shirayim, which are supposed to be eaten and not supposed to be burnt on the mizbech, one violates a negative prohibition by burning it on the mizbech, which one of those cases was the shtei halechem and the lechem upon them. That's why we had brought that in to show that idea. Now, So regarding that prohibition, that the Gemara continues the following halacha. Itmar, we learned. Hamala mikulam. If someone brings up from any one of these items that we mentioned in the previous brisa. Now, however, we had said that if it's put on the mizbech, the altar, that's when one violates a negative prohibition. But says the Gemara, let's say he puts it al gabi akevesh on the ramp going up to the altar, not on the altar itself. So we have a machlekes. Rabbi Yechon Machayv, he says that there's a liability as if he had put on top of the mizbech. Rabbi Loza Mepatri says, no, the individual is going to be exempt. So the Gemara explains the Machlekes. Rabbi Yechon Mechayv says, the person is going to be liable because the Tanya will end up raisa. The Pasuk says over there, don't put it al hamizbeach on the, it says in the Pasuk, on the altar. Now, ain't le'el mizbeach. So I would only know that that applies to the altar. Kevish minayin, how do I know that the same thing applies to the ram? Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches. And this is a Yikra Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, the El Hamizbeach lo yalo, and the Gir says actually not l'ratzim, but l'reich nechayach, that onto the altar, it should not be brought up as a pleasant aroma for Hashem. Now, this pasuk is right after the pasuk that we were talking about before, of le'sektir b'menu isha. Now, the word either, as Mefarshim explained, either the Vav, Ve'el, or Hamizbeach, but one of these ideas in the pasuk is alluding to not just the Mizbeach, but the ramp leading up, that there's also going to be liability over there. Now, since it's right after the pasuk of Le'sektir Mimenu Isha L'Hashem, which we said, that alludes not just to the idea that the simple translation of the pasuk is mentioning this Aron Devash, so it's alluding to the Shirayim, to these leftovers that are supposed to be eaten, which is a prohibition of burning it on the putting on the Mizbeach, that violation is also going to be included in the rebuy, the next pasuk, of even being on the ramp. Now, Rabbi Elazar Mepatri says, no, there's going to be an exemption. My time, what's the reason? Don't we see from the next pasuk that this previous pasuk, which has two elements, Sarin Devash and these, well, whatever had me men ish l'Hashem, are going to be what the next pasuk says, is not just the Mizbeach, but HaMizbeach, or Ve'el HaMizbeach, that includes the Kevesh too? So he says, no, because the Amakra, the pasuk says, Sarin Devash, like we said, the first pasuk we were talking about was the prohibition of putting leavening or honey on the Mizbeach. And then it says in the next pasuk, Carbon Reishis Takrivo Eisam, a carbon that's from the first things, that should be sacrificed to Hashem. But like the Pasuk says, as we quoted, but to the altar it should not be put up as a pleasant aroma. Says Rabbi Lazar, Aisam hu de Rabbi loch kevish kemizbeach. He says, yeah, I agree to you that like the Braisa says, this next Pasuk is saying what the previous Pasuk is talking about is not just the altar itself, it's hamizbeach or ve'el hamizbeach that includes the ram too. But it's only those things that it says here in this pasuk that's called a carbon rachis. That's what where we have that is including the ramp, the kevish kemizbeach. What is that? That refers, first of all, to the shtei halechem, which that's brought from sa'ar, and bikurim, which one of the shivas aminim is devash, is honey. Because it says there in the pasuk, and that's what Rabbi Elazar is saying, is carbon rachis takrivo isam. What is a carbon rachis? That's the shtei halechem, which we said is from Sa'ar, which is what the previous pasuk was talking about. Because elsewhere the Torah says, Miyukach of Gimel Chametz Tiofeno, the shtei halechem is supposed to be Chametz Leaven. And it's also called a carbon reishis, because it's the first of all the menachas that are brought from the new grain of this year. Where it says, it's called Mincha Chadoshim, Mimid B'Chav Ches. So to Bikurim that's from Devash is also called Rashis, because it's called Rashis Bikuriyat Musk, like it says in Shmai Schav Gimel, the first fruits of a person's crop. That's where this pasuk is including the ramp like the altar, like it says, Vel Hamizbech Lo Yalu. Avamidi Achrinim, it says Rabbi Elazar, but something else, meaning specifically like the meat of a carbon chatas, which we include in the previous pasuk, because we said Kol Shemimenu Leishim, that loy. No, that is not something that was included in Kevesh Kemizbech, because the pasuk is specifically telling you, what are we saying as continuation from the previous pasuk that's going to be not just Ham the Mizbech, but also Ham Mizbech, the Kevesh. That's only what's called the Karban Rashis. What's called Karban Rashis? The explicit two items mentioned in the previous pasuk, that of Sar and Devash. But that which is also included from the drasha of Kol Shemen Isha Lashem, that's not included in being included in the ramp like the Mizbech, and therefore he disagrees and he says, Rabbi Elazar, that's going to be putter if one put it on the ramp, not the altar. Now, Matthew Gemara continues at the top of the Chesem and Alf, so Rabbi Yechanan that he disagrees and he says that there is going to be a liability. So, Hai Oysam Mai Avadle, what does he do with what Rabbi Elazar just proved that the word Oysam is exclusionary term, saying only them? That's what it says. Carbon ratios takriva oisam, it's saying only them, that's a carbon ratios, and not those that are mimen ish lashem, but Rabbi Yechad holds that even there is a liability on the kevesh. What does he do with that terminology that's a mute, that's exclusionary? Says the Gemara Mibayil in the Ketanya, he needs it like we're doing in the following braisa. The braisa says, Yachal yehe yachad misnadev umeybi kayetzib an adava. You would think that an individual could make an adava and bring, similarly, an adava of the shtei halechem. Now, the way we know that it's talking about the Shtei Alechem is because that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Carbon Rashis, like we said, what's called the Carbon Rashis, is the Shtei Alechem. It's the first of the new grain that's brought on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, so you would think a person could donate Shtei Alechem. And Vekari Aniba, and therefore I would recite upon it what the obligation says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Maitzeh Sivasecha Tishmar Basisa, what comes out of your lips, you have to safeguard, and you have to do. And the person would actually go ahead and bring in the Dove of Shtei Alechem. No, Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, as we quoted this Pasuk before. Carbon Rashis Takrivu, a carbon of first things they should bring, which sounds like it's going on the Tzibur and the public. Tzibur Matilach V'lo Yachet. No, only the public could bring Shtei Alechem and not an individual. But continues the Braisa, fine. Yachel lo yehe yachet maybe. So you think, from like what the Pasuk is telling you, only an individual cannot bring the Shtei Alechem. She'eni maybe chayvasa keyetzah, because he doesn't bring similarly in an obligatory way. An individual doesn't bring the Shtei Alechem. So therefore, he's not allowed to bring in a dove of it. Ava yehei tzibur meivi, but you would think that the tzibur could bring a shtei alechem as an adava, because she meivi chayvase, because they are the ones who bring the obligatory shtei alechem kiyetzeba. Similarly, and what would be a case of how they would bring a shtei alechem of an adava from the tzibur would be, for example, when they take the monies from the shofaris, there are certain boxes that they had which were from leftovers or donations, and they would take from those monies and bring a shtei alechem and adava. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, and this is what Rabbi Yechon is using the word for, Oysam. Oysam is an exclusionary term saying, no, that only them, the obligatory Shtei Alechem of the Karban Rashis Takrivu, however, those of the Nedava, even the Tzibur is not allowed to bring. Now, the next words of the Braisa, Rashi says actually not to have the Girsa, as it's not had in Taras Kayanim, but he says, whoever has the Girsa, the following words are, Umayesh L'cholehevi. So, what then can you learn out from this Pasuk that is obligatory, because Rashi says the word rashis means obligatory. We don't find anywhere that there's a carbon rashis of nedava. So then what is included here in the pasuk? If you're saying even the tzibur cannot bring nedava, it means the shtei halechem and asar. What are these two things of sa'ar and devash? What are we talking about that they should bring it, just don't put on the mizbeach? It's the shtei halechem that are made out of leaven, which is not put on the mizbeach, it's eaten by the kanim. Ubikur min hadavash. And also from one of the seven first fruits, which are the dates, which are honey, that also is brought to the kohen, but it shouldn't be put on the altar itself. Now, the Gemara asks on the Braisa, Ushtei alechem lo yikur min hadavah, is that really so, that the shtei alechem cannot be brought as a nedava, as a donated, not the obligatory one that's brought on Shavuos? But Vatanya learned in the following Braisa that says, Im noimer kol sa'ar, if, as we're going to shortly see, the word kol is including something as an obligate, as a liability of this prohibition of sacrificing sa'ar on the mizbeach. So if it already says kol sa'ar, all leaven should not be brought on the mizbeach, so lemanema kol devash, why do I need that same inclusionary terminology of the prohibition of burning honey on the mizbeach? And so to the opposite, vimnema kol devash, if it already says all honey, which as we're going to explain later on, comes to include even a half of a kaimetz, a half of a fistful, so lemanema kol sa'ar. So then why does it say all the leavening, you should learn it out from its sister Isser in that pasuk from honey. Or like we said, or the opposite, let it not say by kol devash and learn it out from sar. Says the Braisa, no. And they shiesh b'sar ma'ashayim b'dvash, because there's a certain leniency that applies to leaven that doesn't apply to honey. V'yesh b'dvash ma'ashayim b'sar, and there's something that applies to honey, a leniency that doesn't apply to leaven, and therefore you wouldn't know one from the other that one stringency is going to apply to the other ones. As the Gemara explains, sa'ar hutu mechlali b'mikdash. Regarding leavening, there is an element, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, that is totally permitted in the altar. Now, dvash lehutu mechlal b'mikdash, honey never has a total permissibility for it to be burnt on the mizbeach in the base of mikdash. So to the other way, dvash hutu b'shiyur menachis, we find honey is totally permitted by the leftovers of the menachis, and if a kohen wants to, he could knead and fry the leftovers of the mincha, which the kohen mitzvah is burnt on the mizbeach, the leftovers eaten by the kohanim, he could fry it and knead it with honey, and it's permitted, because all matnas kuhuna are eaten with a flourish. As the Gemara says in Chundaf Kuf Lamed Beis and Beis, it says, L'cha, to you I have given it L'mashcha, which means for greatness, like kings eat it, which is with honey and fried and delicious. So therefore, by Dvash we find the leniency that it could be eaten by the Shir Menachis, but Sa'ar Lehuda B'Shir Menachis, in contrast, leavening is not even permitted by the leftovers of the Menachis. As we said in the previous daf, that even Chelkam it says L'Siyaf HaChametz. So says the Braisa, Hamem Neshesh Bisar Mashay Midvash, so therefore, since there's a leniency that's by leavening, that's not by honey, Vyesh Bidvash Mashay Bisar, and there's something that's by honey, that's not by leavening, so Hotzuch Loimis, you have to say each one individually, because you wouldn't know it from the other one, Kol Sa'ar, all leavening, but Hotzuch Loimis, Kol Devash, you have to say all honey, that even less than the minimum amount is a prohibition of burning it on the Mizbech. That's the Braisa. Concludes the Gemara of the question. Now, Sa'ar Dehutu Mechlal B'Mikdash Ma'ini, what does the Braisa mean when it says that, oh, there's a certain leniency that's by leavening that's not by honey, which is, leavening has a certain situation that's totally permitted to be burnt on the Mizbech, even though the Torah is telling you, you're not allowed to burn leavening and honey on the altar, but there is an exception to that law regarding leavening that's totally permitted that you don't have by honey. What's that halacha? Where do you ever find that leavening is burnt on the altar? Says the Gemara in its question, Lav Shtei HaLechem, isn't it the two breads of chametz, the karva nedava that could be brought as nedava on the mizbech and burnt over there? Now, because as Rashi explains, if you would think it's referring to the Shtei HaLechem that's brought obligatory in Shavuos, you can't say that, because that wouldn't qualify to say that it's Hutter B'Mikdash. What do you mean Hutter B'Mikdash? Hutter B'Mikdash for what? To be burnt on the Mizbech? That's not true. The Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos is not burnt on the Mizbech. Only if you're making it as an adava, the Shtei HaLechem, which are chametz stick, and then you would be burning on the Mizbech, that would say Hutu Mechlali. So obviously you see that they were able to bring nedava to Shtei HaLechem, and that's the case where it's Hutu Mechlali to burn chametz on the Mizbech, even though it's originally forbidden. So that in Rav Amrami says, Loi, no, it's not a raya. And no, there was never an exception to actually burn chametz on the Mizbech. So what does it mean, Sa'ar was Hutu Mechlali B'Mikdash? It means Likari V'Mahem. It's actually going on the two kivsei atzeres, the two lambs of Shavuos, that it's saying, we know that they're tied to each other. The kivsei atzeres are brought with the Shtei HaLechem. And it's telling us that the kvasim were permitted to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, even though they're brought together with the Shtei HaLechem that have Sa'ar. So that's what we're saying, the Tzutim HaKhlali, for something to be burnt on Mizbech that's married to something else that has chametz. But you're right, there was never anything that was actually chametz itself burnt on the Mizbech, and therefore we don't find the source to say that they were able to be brought as Nadava Berev, like the previous Braisa says, no, they couldn't bring a Nadava of the Shtei HaLechem. That's actually what we said according to Rabbi Yechim, we learned Oysam, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, it's referring to the kivsei atzeres that could be brought, even though it's coming with something of Sa'ar of chametz. Now that interpretation asked the Gemara, well, if that's the case, then Bikurim Nami. Then you have the parallel regarding Devash too, regarding the first fruits. Because you were saying that, oh, what's the leniency that Sahara has over Devash? And therefore you have to mention each one individually, Kol Sahara, Kol Devash. It's because Sahara is Hutu Mechlali. So Hutu Mechlali, where do you find Hutu Mechlali? Nadava? You don't bring Nadava. So I said, no. It means because the Kivsei Atzeres, that carbon is coming with something of Sahara. And that is the Gemara. Well, if that's the case, you have Devash too, which is from the Bikurim, the first fruits, which with it also comes with a oif, carbon, that's also burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore you don't have a leniency of Sa'ar over Devash. Because Tetnam, we learned the Mishnah Masechet Bikurim that says, Hagizolis shall gabi asalin, the birds that were on the baskets, they would bring, they had this whole entourage, this whole procession, they would bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, they, with the baskets of the fruits, which one of them was Dabash, which was the dates, they had these birds on the baskets. So says the Mishnah, Hayu Oilis, those birds were Oilis that were burnt on the Mizbeach. Vahasalim, and the baskets that had the first fruits inside, Shabiyadno, in the hands of the Bailim, the people that were the owners of these fruits. Nitan Lekanim, those were given to the Ganim. So one thing you see, that they were bird Oilis that were coming with the Bikurim, with the Devash. So you see that, although we didn't actually burn the Devash on the Mizbeach, but they were karbanis that were brought with it. So how do we have a leniency of sa'ar over devash? If sa'ar is only a huta mechlali in the sense that because there are karbanis that are brought with it, here also there are bird karbanis that are brought with it. Says the Gemara, no. By bikurim, hanu la'atu bikurim hoda'asu. Those birds were not obligatory. They were brought just to decorate and beautify the first fruits that were brought with. And therefore, that's not something that's married to the Bikurim. It was just that they brought it as a sign of expansion, of the rejoicing that was going on. And therefore, that's not something that's connected to it to say, oh, that those Oilois Oifis were brought together with the Bikurim. No, we don't find the Hutta Mechlali at all with Bikurim in contrast to Sa'ar. Now, although actually there is a Mishnah in Bikurim in the second Perek, and it's brought in the Gemara in Sukkot of Memzayin Mabeis that says that Bikurim require carbon, share a song, bracha, and lean, and staying overnight. So you see that it does require a carbon. So on that, the Gemara in Talmud Yerushalmi says that that carbon is actually a shlamim, where it says over here, v'samachta b'chalatayv, you should rejoice in all the good. It says over there, a different pasuk, v'zavachta shlamim, v'chalta shlamim, v'samachta. So we see that v'samachta refers to being a carbon shlamim. Now, those shlamim were not actually considered either being brought with the bikurim, because they weren't necessary to come one with the other to the Beis HaMikdash. It just was when someone would bring Bikurim, there was an obligate, an individual, independent obligation for him to bring a Shlam over there. And that is before he leaves, he should bring a Shlam, but that's not married either to the Bikurim, and therefore that's not the same thing as we find by Sa'ar, which is married to the Shtei Alechem, to the Kivsi Atzeres. So there was Hutta Mechlali, which we don't find by the Bikurim. Now the Gemara continues with the discussion of this halacha from the previous daf that started off this discussion regarding bringing up prohibited items, including kosher men ish l'Hashem, which are these things that are supposed to be eaten, the shirayim, of bringing them up, that there's a leisa say of putting, bringing them up to the mizbeach. So, boy Rama b'chama m'Rav Chizda. Rama b'chama asked from Rav Chizda, hamala mibsar chatas ha'if agabe mizbeach mahu. What's the halacha if someone brings up from the meat of a chatas ha'if, a bird chatas, on the altar, what's going to be the halacha? So what's the question? So the Gemara explains. Kol shemimenu le'ishem amrachmano. What did we say was the drasha from the pasuk that we said? It's anything that had from it put onto the fires, and the leftover is the meat that's supposed to be eaten. That's where there's a violation of then putting those leftovers on the altar. Now, v'hai ein mimenu le'ishem. The chatas oif doesn't have any murim parts of it that are burnt in the mizbeach. It just has its blood that's thrown on, but no part of it is burnt on the fires in the mizbeach. And therefore, the meat that's supposed to be eaten by the kind of the bird chatas actually would not be liable for putting on top of mizbeach, because it's not mimenu isha, it's not leftovers of things that were put onto the fire. Oidim, maybe no. Kol shashmai carbon, anything that has the title of it that it's a carbon, that's where the Torah said that you should not sacrifice its leftovers. Now, the reason for that is because the next pasuk, as we quoted before, says carbon rachis. Now, we know there's a concept known as mikra nidrash lefanav. A pasuk can be expounded on what was said before it. So we could say that the terminology of carbon is going back to what it says in the previous pasuk of bal taktira, of don't burn those things that are called a carbon. Now, v'hai, in this chatas ha'if, namish my carbon, is also called a carbon, like it says in Yikra Aleph, v'im in ha'if oilu carbone. So you see that the ha'if is called a carbon, so maybe even though it doesn't have, it's not a leftover of something that was burnt in mizbeach, it still would also have the prohibition of, since it's supposed to be eaten by the kanim, of not burning it in, not putting it on top of the mizbeach. Samalei. So on that he answered him, he says, kol shashmei carbon, yeah, you're right, whatever's called a carbon, v'hai namishmei carbon, here also is called a carbon, that actually one would be liable, because even though it doesn't have, it's not leftover of something that was burned on mizbeach, but like we said, mikro nidush lefanav, and it's called a carbon. Now the Gemara, however, actually says, kitanoi, that this question is actually machlekes hanoi. Like we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar, he says, kol shemimen nelishim, whatever had from it put onto the fires, and now it's the leftover of that that's supposed to be eaten, and then you put that on the mizbeach, that's where there's a liability. Rabbi Kiva, he says, kol shashmei carbon, he says, like he had answered him, which is the other side of the question, that whatever is called a carbon is going to be liability. Says the Gemara, "My Benet, what's the difference between their interpretations?" So Rav Chisda says that was exactly what was being asked before. Besar chatas ha'ifik benayu. The difference between them is the meat of a chatas ha'if, where it's not mimenu ish l'Hashem, yet it's called a carbon. That would be the difference between the two of them. Or another interpretation, Rav Ami says leg shemen shel mitzarik benayu. The leg of oil, which is a certain measurement of oil that the mitzari has to bring in this purification process, that's the difference between them because none of the oils had of it put onto the fires, but it's called a carbon, as the Gemara says in Eil Menachis. The Tani Levi that Levi taught in the Braisa says in the Pasuk, that begins, it's talking about regarding the Matnas Kuna, the gifts that the Kahanim get, the 24 gifts, says that this should be for you from the holiest to the holiest from the fires. It says, Kol Karbanim, all their Karbanis, which the Pasuk here concludes, and by Midbar Yotches, it should be for you, holiest of holiest, for you and your sons, meaning it's a gift that you get. So what does the terminology kol karbanim come to say? What's kol karbanim? L'rabbis leg shemesh ha-metzayra, to include the leg of oil of the metzayra, because as we find in the pasuk itself, in the Yukri Yadal, it says, v'hikriv oisi la'ashem es leg ha-shaman, you see that the leg ha-shaman is called a carbon. And therefore, although it's not leftovers of something that was put on the fires, but it's called a carbon, that would be again another difference between these two opinions of this machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Now, however, Rashi points out, why? Seemingly everyone should agree, even Rabbi Eliezer, because part of the leg shemen is brought together with Asham Metzayra, with the Asham Metzayra is put onto the fires. So why isn't it the same thing like we said by the Shtei Alechem because of the Kvasim that it comes with it, that it's considered as if part of it is put onto the fires and therefore it is considered leftovers, even the contra Eliezer, even though we don't go based on the designation of carbon, but it's actually mimenu ish l'Hashem. It's considered leftover of something that's put under the fires because of the partner that comes with it. So that's just Rashi. That's not difficult because the carbon ashem of the mitzvah is not really again married to the leg of shemen. Why? Because a person could bring his ashem today and they could bring his leg of shemen even 10 days later. The Gemara says in Hakoymet Zuta, the first Hakoymet in Daf Tezvav Mabez. So if it's not really married to each other, so again, therefore you don't really find that it's shirayim of something that's put on the fires. So that's why according to Rabbi Eliezer, one would be putter, but according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds it's based on the designation of carbon, one would be chayv. Continuing on these halachas, turn about the braisa. The pasuk says se'er bal taktira, that there's a prohibition of burning leaven on the fires of the mizbeach. Says the braisa, inli lekule, I would only know, as we're going to shortly explain, that if it's the entire measurement of leavening. Miktasim minayin, even though it's only part of it, how do we know that that's also a prohibition in Torah? Tamalev kol, as it says, kol sar, which comes to include any amount. Eruvim minayin, how do we know that even if it's just a mixture of the leavening with something else, it's also prohibited? Tamalev kikol, so it says kikol sar, because any sar, that kikol comes to include even if it's a mixture. So it says, my kama, what is this braisa talking about? What is the measurement of the prohibition of sar that it's saying that regarding what we would have thought only if it's the whole amount, and to say even if it's only partial amount. So Amar Abaye says, oh, this is what the Braisa is saying. Sar Baltek Tiru, when it says in the Torah, don't burn leavening on the Mizbeach, say, Ein Lelik Hazayis, I would only know as the general measurement of Isurim is the size of an olive. Chatzi Zayis Minayin, how do I know that even if, let's say, it's visible, but it's a half olive size, then one's going to be liable, Tamalim Mekal, that says Kol Sar, even if it's half of that measurement. Eruvim minayin, how do I know that even if it's a mixture with unleavened, that with matzah, that it's not even recognizable, that then one's going to be liable? Tamalem kikol, that's Abaye. Rav Ami, he says differently. He says, hachakam, and this is what the Braisa is saying. It says, sorry about taktir, don't burn leavening on the mizbeach, say, enli elukaymetz, I would only know a fistful, which is generally the element of what's burnt on the mizbeach, as we find by a kaymetz of the mincha. Chatzi kaimitz minayin, how do we know the liability is even the half of a fistful? Tamalim kol, that's what the inclusionary term kol is saying. Eruvim minayin, how do we know that it's even a mixture? Tamalim kikol. Says Gemara, my commitment, what are they disagreeing about? He's saying it Abaya as kezayis and half a kezayis. Rav is saying it as a kaimitz and half a kaimitz. What's the disagreement? So the Gemara explains, Abaya sub, Abaya holds, yesh kaimitz pachas mishnei zesim. There could be kamitzim, which is generally the element that's burnt on the mizbeach. That's what we're talking about, a mincha, we're taking, just don't make it leavening, but that's what's usually burnt, the kamitza of the mincha is burnt there. And by a hold, you could have a fistful that's less than the measurement of 2 olive sizes. Now, so when the Torah tells you, bal taktir, don't burn it, it's referring to a full kaimitz, which would be the norm. Now, since there could be a kaimitz less than 2 zeisim, when then we have the terminology kol that's coming to include even half of that, what's it telling us? is telling us that even half of a kezayis, meaning less than a kezayis, because the koimetz itself can be less than two kezayisim. So when you're doing half of that, it could be less than one, which we'll call it as a half of a kezayis. So therefore, as we continue with Beis, therefore, v'yesh haktar b'chus mekezayis. You see that there could be a burning of an element, and hence the liability of being sa'ar of leavening, less than the kezayis. And actually, this is what the Gemara says, like Koymetz Rambam, Nafchavav Meralav, that if someone goes and sacrifices his kemitza in parts, not at one time, it's valid. So therefore, we see that even less than the kezayis, there's going to be liability if it's leavened. That's why Abaye says it in Pach in Chatzi Zayis. Now, but Rava Amar in Koymetz Pachas Mishnei Zayis, and Rava held that no, there's no fistful of flour that's generally burnt in the Mizbeach that's going to be less than two olive sizes. So therefore, you're not going to learn out from this drasha to say that you could have a haktara less than a kezayis, because even though if you have kol including half, that half is still going to be more than one zayis. And therefore, vein haktara b'chus mekezayis. Therefore, he says, you don't find a haktara less than a kezayis, and that's why he doesn't say it the way Abaye says it. Abaye says the way he says it to say that chiddush, that you could even have a less than a kezayis, and that's what you're learning out. But Rava says, no, even when you cut it in half, it's still more than a kezayis. So what's he going to say? Two zeisim and one? No, he says rather in the element that it is, which is in the kemitza and half of the kemitza. Now, additionally, another machlekes that comes up between Abaye and Rava is that according to Rava, this drasha of kikol is coming to say that when you mix sa'ar with matzah, you're going to combine the heter with the iser to supplement to the measurement which Rava holds you always need to have. You don't have a haktar less than a kezayis, that they're going to combine for the share of a kezayis. Whereas according to Abaye, who doesn't need a full measurement, like we said, he holds the liabilities even less than the kezayis, so he needs kikol to say that even though it's not recognizable because it's mixed together, that's the chiddush. That's another difference between Abaye and Rava, A, in what is called kol, which is what's the measurement, is it going to be less than the kezayis or no more, and also kikol, meaning kol is in half of what, half of two, or even less than two. And also, kikol is the difference between them. What are we learning out from this halacha of Eruv? Is that it combines, or even if it's not recognizable? Now, continuing on these halachas, the Gemara says, Itmar, following on this idea, Hamala misa'ar u'medivash agam mezbech. If someone goes, mixes together a mincha, it's putting on the mezbech leaven and honey that mix together on the altar. So the Gemara is going to tell us he's going to have four sets of lashes. Amar Rabbi says, Loika Mishum Sa'ar, so he gets a liability because he's putting on the Mizbeach leavening. But Loika Mishum Nevash, he's getting lashes because he's putting honey on. Loika Mishum Eruvi Sa'ar, he's also liable because, like we said, there's a liability of having a mixture of Sa'ar, which we said we know that from Kikol Sa'ar. Umishum Eruvi Devash, and also because of the mixture of honey, which we said also Devash has this ribui of not just it itself, but also a mixture of it. So there's four liabilities over here when one puts on the mixture of honey and yeast and leavening on the mizbech. Now, Abayam, he disagrees, says, no. Ain lekin alav shabachlalos. There's no lashes, although it's a negative prohibition like we learned. There's no lashes for a general, all-encompassing negative prohibition. Because when it says kol sa'ar, ki kol sa'ar, which we said, from there we understand that it's going to include even a ruve sa'ar, but ki kol sa'ar is including not just the Eruvi Sa'ar, but also including the prohibition of Sa'ar itself. Because including in the mixture of it is the thing itself. So when it says Kol Devash, which from there we understand there's a prohibition of the honey and of its mixture. So therefore, since it's it's not a singular prohibition, it's something that's including a few under its category, one doesn't get lashes for that. Now, however, as Rashi points out, if not for this problem about Ki Kol, but rather for the fact that the pasuk, when it talks about the issur of sa'ar and devash, it says it in one negative prohibition, let loisek tiru. That says Rashi, that wouldn't be called lav shebechlalas, because the negative prohibition of don't burn it is going on each one individually, as the Gemara simply says in Sefdas Nazar Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, when it says ki kol sheyasa megefen ayayin, although it mentions different elements, so although it's included in one word, don't do this, but it's going on each one individually. That wouldn't be considered lav shebechlalas. But here, this one idea of Kikol Sa'ar, which including Eruvei, also includes the thing itself, since it includes more than one thing in itself, one doesn't get lashed for that. Now, in this opinion of Abaye, there's a machlekes. Igadami, that those that say that what he was saying was, you're not going to get two sets of lashes when you violate Kikol Sa'ar, meaning, Although, like we said, in kol sa'ar includes sa'ar and a mixture of sa'ar. Now, so when one is burning a mixture of sa'ar, since there's a violation of sa'ar in this mixture, so you're not going to get lashes for both of them. But, chadami laki, you are going to get one set of lashes because there's actually machlekes in the Mefarshim to explain this idea of what the Gemara is saying in Abaya, but because one idea you're going to get. Or because of the idea that for the essential iser of the sa'ar, and also one because of the mixture of the honey, although you're not going to violate for the mixture of the honey, but for the honey itself, one is going to violate. Now, the Yigadami, those that say that no, chadinami lulaki. No, Abai is saying you're not even going to get one set of lashes. Why? The holomiyachid lavi kalav dechasima. Because it's not a distinct negative prohibition like we find by the prohibition of muzzling an animal when it's working. Because each one of them is ultimately included in a general prohibition. For a general prohibition, one cannot get lashes for any one of them. Now, however, as Rashi pointed out before, similarly, like when it says, Amana gusha b'chalal v'zayna lo yukahu, so one shouldn't get lashes for any one of them because it's included in the general category of don't take them. So that Rashi says, no, here also, the lav is going in each one individually because each one is mentioned specifically, so they're going to get lashes. Here, when it says kol sa'ar, it's not mentioning both specifically. They're both in the same umbrella idea of kol sa'ar, which includes the eruve, the mixture, and the thing itself. Oh, then you can't get lav, according to this second Ikadami, even on the thing itself. Now, the reason why we say it has to be similar to the lava of chasima, of muzzling an animal while it's working, is because on that is where the pasuk says, v'pila ha-shayfid, that is the punishment of malchus is learned to be there in that context. So we say that all lava to get lashes has to be similar to the lava of chasima, which has only one lava mentioned for it. Here, where kol sa'ar is including two different things, and kol devash is including two different things, says Abaye, according to the second Ikadami, there's no lashes at all, because they're both included in the general category. Whereas according to the first version said, no, lav shebichlalis, you don't get for all of them, but you will get for one, again, depending on the interpretation, will mean, let's say, that of the devash itself, the sa'ar itself, where that is not a lav shebichlalis, for that you'll get, whereas the second Ikadami said, no, you're not going to get anything, because it's not mentioned specifically, they're all included in the general category. For that, one does not get lashes.